At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I feel like he has it all. The timing, the accuracy, the placement, the speed, the awareness.
He has it all.
The field recognition. I mean, what else? He audibles in the backfield. When you turn on Joe's tape, it's different from Josh Allen's tape. Completely different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So people game plan against Josh Allen, not against Joe Burrow. They play against his game weapons. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
All right, it's now the fourth time that I've listened to that. And I mean, a few thoughts. That's Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals talking about, I cannot fathom that what he means to do is sound like or say that teams don't have to prepare or game plan for his quarterback. But that's literally what he said, right? I mean, there's no way he meant that. It had to come out wrong. I've been waiting all day. My son showed me that last night. I know that it was played on the morning show, and Jared and Joe talked about it. I only saw like a brief clip of it, so I don't know that they spent a lot of time on it. You know, nor should they. They're live at Bills camp, and we're getting ready to talk to Sean McDermott or whatever, talking about Hard Knocks. So, you know, not a Bengals show. I want you to consider for just a moment if Stephon Diggs were still here, or anybody, like any Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, who do you want here, right? No, Diggs is the obvious one because he's the closest we've had to a receiver that is at the level that Ja'Marr Chase is at. I mean, he's one of one. You know, he's at the top of the heap, if not very near the top of the heap, right? When you're talking about fantasy drafts, there's your 101 there. Like it's him, Justin Jefferson, like take your pick maybe, right? So, I mean, he's a monster kingpin number one wide receiver in the league, like Diggs was when he was here. So imagine if at some point, while Diggs is on the Bills, right, that he says something similar to that about, you know, whatever, right? About Joe Burrow or about Lamar Jackson while he's talking about Josh Allen. Like, yeah, my guy's good at this and this and this, but, man, teams don't have to game plan for him like they do for Lamar. We would never stop talking about it. I mean, ever. And, you know, you can paint us as broadly as you want with the brush. You know, you guys are going to make a big deal out of everything. That would be a big deal, such a big deal amongst the fan base that people would never want to stop talking about it. And then after a day or so, or maybe not even, we'd start getting calls from people that are mad that you're still talking about this thing that people can't stop talking about. And like the cycle would just go on until there would be some clarification. I don't know that we've gotten any kind of a clarification yet on what Ja'Marr Chase was trying to say about Joe Burrow, but basically in a nutshell, I think what he's telling you, at least in the words he used there, again, I can't fathom that this was his intent. Maybe he said the wrong word someplace, but I can't really figure out the puzzle. I'm not in his head. He's telling you Allen's better than Burrow. Like, Allen's a harder player to play against than Burrow. He even says at the end, I think trying, maybe realizing what he just did by saying teams got a game plan for Josh Allen is in a way saying they don't for his guy, and he wants to make it better, but says they got a game plan for us, like me and T. That is not helping. you're going the wrong way. Stop digging. That blew my mind when I heard it. And again, if there's been, I don't know how it's going to get walked back, but it probably will at some point get walked back. Maybe even Burrow will be asked about it and have to talk about it, because at some point he'll be meeting with the media. I'm just really curious. I even just mentioned to Zach off the air, like, I don't need to get Joe Goodberry on. He's our Bengals guy, but I'm really curious what he thinks about it. Like, maybe he knows the code, and even to some extent has already gotten wind of a walk back and an attempt to try to just patch that up. Patch it up makes it sound like there's dissension and bad blood. It's the kind of thing that could generate that. My guy's not as, you don't have to game plan for him like you do for their guy? Holy cow. That's just a minefield. So you wonder why guys are reluctant sometimes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To, you know, open up and just talk freely. Sometimes they step in it. Again, I cannot imagine that Ja'Marr Chase believes that Joe Burrow's not as good as Josh Allen. And even if he were to even ever think that, I can't believe he would say it in any public setting. So I have to think there was some misstep there by him, but I don't know. Like I said, I've listened to it a few times trying to decipher, like, What did he mean there? Because what he ends up saying is teams don't have to game plan for our guy like they do for their guy. Teams have to game plan for us, for me, the skill players, not the quarterback. I don't know. It's just an odd thing to say. It's a good thing the Bengals aren't on Hard Knocks. Let me tell you that, because that would never get stopped talking about. The Bills are on Hard Knocks. The first episode debuted yesterday, and you know, the takeaways are many. It was a very, I think, glowing look at the organization, really from top to bottom. Any Bills fan would have watched that show and just been smiling. I think, like, we've got it pretty good. Right. And I'm not here to, like, you know, kick at that. But I think HBO's Hard Knocks has been known for, you know, kind of airing storylines and telling stories that maybe, you know, they have the potential to go viral, right? The thing with the Giants, with the offseason one last year before the draft, when Joe Shane's kid said, like, draft Jaden Daniels. And there was the whole Saquon Barkley thing. I'm not going to pay a 12, was it 12 million was the number then? Whatever the number was. I'm going to pay a running back this money when I've got a $40 million quarterback. And, of course, Barkley goes out and gets 2,000 yards in his first year in Philadelphia, and they win the Super Bowl. And, you know, teams probably want more of that stuff to end up on the cutting room floor, and maybe that will end up being the case with this season of Hard Knocks. We get four more episodes, the next one coming next Tuesday. So we'll see how hard they get into the injury stuff or the James Cook situation. But it was all thumbs up, all positive. And again, I'm not complaining about that. I'm merely just observing that it might as well have been like an in-house Bills production. The way that it came off, there's no mention of Cook's situation. There's no mention of Khalil Shakir's injury. This is no turbulence really at all. But you know, they've got time here to tell stories, and maybe yesterday was all about just sort of setting that part of it up. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not one who has watched lots of episodes of that show, especially the training camp editions. I often haven't been an HBO subscriber, and it's the middle of summer. I'm not married to watching stuff. If that content were coming in November, when I'm riding a bike in the basement for 2 hours every morning, I probably would be watching it more regularly. But anyway, just some immediate takeaways. 803-0550 is the number if you would like to get in on the program, share your observations about the show from last night. That certainly is on the table with us here today. And anything regarding the Bills, of course, is always fair game. We've got our buddy Mike Tenier coming up on the NFL. He's with Two Deep Zone is his current home, NFL writer, editor, and founder of Two Deep Zone. I love Mike's Twitter and X profile. He's an NFL writer, editor, founder of Two Deep Zone, formerly Football Outsiders, The New York Times, The Messenger, Bleacher Report, and other ancient empires. That's a great bio. Love it. Anyway, Mike has been a pretty regular guest of ours over the years. He'll be with us coming up at the top of the hour. Between now and then, your calls are welcomed. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.